A couple of weeks ago, we spoke with Tunisian free speech activist, blogger, and tech entrepreneur Slim Amamou. We asked Amamou if he was worried that his criticisms of the Tunisian regime might get him in trouble. He admitted it's a risk for him.
It's a risk for me, actually. I expect to be arrested from a moment to another.
The next day, Amamou was arrested. His cell phone location on Google Maps actually put him inside the Tunisian Ministry of the Interior. A social media campaign for his release started immediately. Free Slim was the battle cry. And sure enough, Slim Amamou announced his release not long after former President Ben Ali fled the country. Amamou tweeted, "I am free." Not only that, Slim Amamou has been named Tunisia's new minister for sport and youth. The man who wasted no opportunity to attack the Tunisian government is now a part of it. He even has a spokesman now. Ziad Mirsi says his boss will continue to keep it real through social networking.
"This is a unique opportunity for us to see things from inside. And he promised that he's going to be tweeting about all what's happening on the government, inside the government."
The reaction from Tunisians on Twitter has been mixed. Some applaud the move, others are puzzled. As you've heard, some newly appointed ministers left the government today. A Tunisian asked Amamou online today, "Are you in or out?" Apparently, Amamou is in. He tweeted, "I'm here to watch and report and be part of the decisions. I'm not here to rule."